To fast would mean a surer, swifter death. We fasted here the whole year round. The whole year was Yom Kippur. But others said that we should fast simply because it was dangerous to do so. We should show God that even here, in this enclosed hell, we were capable of singing His praises. I did not fast, mainly to please my father, who had forbidden me to do so. But further, there was no longer any reason why I should fast. I no longer accepted God's silence. As I swallowed my bowl of soup, I saw in the gesture an act of rebellion and protest against Him. And I nibbled my crust of bread. In the depths of my heart, I felt a great void.
Now the prisoners are celebrating another Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, which is an important day just after the Jewish New Year. On Yom Kippur, the Jews atone, or make up for sins they've committed in the past year. During this day, most Jews don't work, and they fast, which means they go without food. But how can Eli and the other prisoners fast? They are practically starving already, and to turn down what little food they are given might make them very ill or kill them. Eli's father forbids him to fast, and as Eli eats his soup and bread, he feels he is breaking a religious law and rebelling against God. But Eli feels no guilt about doing this because he blames God for punishing innocent Jews. He even dares to say that men are better than God because they keep praying in spite of their suffering in the camps. Let's keep reading after the space on page 66, starting with, "The SS gave us..."
The SS gave us a fine New Year's gift. We had just come back from work. As soon as we had passed through the door of the camp, we sensed something different in the air. Roll call did not take so long as usual. The evening soup was given out with great speed and swallowed down at once in anguish. I was no longer in the same block as my father. I had been transferred to another unit, the building one, where 12 hours a day I had to drag heavy blocks of stone about. The head of my new block was a German Jew, small of stature, with piercing eyes. He told us that evening that no one would be allowed to go out after the evening soup. And soon a terrible word was circulating. Selection. We knew what that meant. An SS man would examine us. Whenever he found a weak one, a Musulman, as we called them, he would write his number down, good for the crematory. After soup, we gathered together between the beds. The veteran said, "You're lucky to have been brought here so late. Oh, this camp is paradise today compared to what it was like 2 years ago. Buna was a real hell then. There was no water, no blankets, less soup and bread. At night, we slept almost naked, and it was below 30 degrees. The corpses..."